الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ونفس وما سواها فألهمها فجورها وتقواها، قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Really, very sincerely and humbly, the truth is that there should be no bayan now. After Hazrat Mufti Sahib's bayan, he has explained it so beautifully that inshallah, I hope all of us have already understood. Now, I must not cause some confusion there or some other blockage there, and now what has been said, remove the effect of it, that shouldn't be there. May Allah grant us that sincerity that I should, no bayan should take place. And now there is a formality, it's advertised, now I have to give bayan. But if you have eaten and you are full, and some guy bring another dish there, you are full, now what must you do? You're going to get an upset stomach. You're going to get diarrhea. You're going to force yourself in there. So may Allah grant us that level of taqwa and sincerity that we say now, but it's enough now. Make namaz and ponder about what has been said. And also, after Hazrat Mufti Sahib explained what Khilafat is, and Maulana Musa Sahib, the Khalifa of Hazrat Hakim Sahib, it brings shame to me. Who is Hazrat Hakim Sahib? What are we, the word Khalifa, we are not even entitled to think of it in our life. Anyway, so formality, we are all very full. If you like formality, we can't go according to sincerity. We go according to formality. So inshallah, a few words we will say for that sake. The ayat al-kareema, I've recited ayats from the surah Wash-Shamsi wa-Duhaha. And this is the ayat that I've recited, the pinnacle, the height of the surah. And the object, the whole introduction was built up to come here. And then the whole statement was stated. And after that, the result is mentioned and the surah comes to an end. Wallah, there can be no better composition, essay, talk, bayan than the Quran. This is an example in case that we can study this and see what the kitab, the Quran Sharif is. I also told Mufti Sahib when we were having supper together, the ayat he chose for Qiraat in Maghrib Salah, and the way he read it, there is a great thing in there also. Inni umirtu an akuna min al muslimin. There is a ayat there. One atlu al Quran. But the Qurra who read beautifully, they join them. Inni umirtu an akuna min al muslimin. One atlu al Quran. That my Qiraat, I'm commanded to make tilawat of Quran Sharif. As I'm commanded to be a Muslim, which we understand all the time, at that level must be Qiraat of Quran Sharif in our lives. But we hardly read Quran Sharif. Ramzan we're not making khatam also. How sad it is. Good people. Ramzan we don't make khatam. Then what hope have we got out of Ramzan? And Quran Sharif, utlu ma uhiya ilayka min rabbi. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is given the command, not of only teaching in Darul Uloom, that was also there on its plate, but to make tilawat of Quran. Today many pious people, learned people think just to read Quran is superfluous. I'm above them. I do tafsir. I read Quran with meaning. I don't just read Quran. Just simple, straightforward reading of Quran, Allah commanded Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not in one place, in how many places in the Quran. But how much of tilawat is in our lives. So anyway, so yeah, there is this surah that Allah has mentioned. Ulama have written the most qasams, oath, which Allah Rabbul Izzat has taken. Allah doesn't need to take an oath. Who takes an oath? Who you doubt is perhaps speaking the truth or not. You tell him, take qasam what you say. You tell your child, Ustad tells his student, because you doubt, you want him to speak the truth. Allah Ta'ala is haqqul mubeen. Allah makes the truth manifest. وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا. Who can speak a truer word than Allah Ta'ala? So why is Allah Ta'ala taking qasam? Imagine and also appreciate. Allah is so high. Allah Akbar. Just to understand the greatness of Allah. Allah is shakir also. The one who makes shukr. As Mufti Saab was explaining, these qualities we must imbibe in ourselves also. We hardly today, we haven't got respect. We ask for anything. There's never please, min fadlik, please. That is not there. Anyone did anything for you? No jazakumullah. No thank you, nothing. We just demand, and it's our birthright that everyone must do everything for us. No expression of appreciation, which is so great. Yesterday, Maulana Munshi Saab, who is here, mashallah, rahmat barakatum, after the bayan there, he said, I appreciate very much the valuable point. I told him, Jazakumullah Maulana, for appreciating. Today, only one person told. It's not worth it, it's his kindness. Where is my word such that anyone can say Jazakallah? But he appreciates to Allah is shakir. And we must have that akhlaq of making shukr. But we don't. We know what. Our parents do so much for us if we ever say Jazakallah. The muhtamim principal of a madrasa. What then? What doesn't he do for the students? I didn't want to go long, but what can we do? Things come to mind. In the beginning stages of the work of Tabligh and Dawat, Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali sent one Jamaat with a Maulana who was doing collection for his masjid, for his madrasa. They came back, Maghrib time, Isha time, whatever. They had jury. They said, Maulana, please, let us make gusht as much as you want to. Whole night we'll make gusht, but don't send us for collection. Maulana said, it's not my work. Tabligh work is not collection work. My work is you must do gusht and that. But why I send you? You people in Jamaat go to a masjid. And today in our times, that time also, but in our time, there is air conditioner, there is fan, there is heater, wuzukhana, toilet, shower. Now special Jamaat rooms also, for you to appreciate. That these Maulanas who go for their collection, people call you fraudsters, they call you thieves, they call you rogues, imposters, that you are swindling the people with money. Then how are the masjids getting power? How are the big madrasas running if they are eating up? I know, in every field they are fraudsters. But to make all the collectors fraudsters, all of them one blanket that these people are all, they just are out on a run. And they just collecting and that. But see in India go, they coming from India, see the madrasas went, see. So much so, that round about 10 years after the independence of India, 10, 15 years, a Hindu parliamentarian stands up in parliament in India, Lok Sabha. And he says, oh Hindus, are you sleeping? Are you awake? When partition of India took place, he had statistics, so many maktab, so many masjids, so many darul ulums. And today, when now we are ruling, the Hindus, we are our government. And the numbers have increased, not 10 times, not 100, 500%, 1000%. Where all those madrasas came from? If they are stealing all the money, where all those madrasas came from? Today there is also one thing, When we explain about any madrasa, any good work that takes it, everyone is elated. Everyone, the speaker, the listener, mashallah. But when they come for collection, everyone is gone in the house. I can't take that. Then we talk of jihad. We can't take one maulana for collection. Take him to your five friends. This man is collecting. Verify. I don't say just blindly and everyone. When you are satisfied that no, this is a genuine case, then support it fully. But that we don't do. So appreciation. So Mala Ilyas send a jamaat so that they could appreciate. Today everything is found ready. You go to a Darul Uloom, the Muhtamim, the principal Mufti Siraj Sahib, his madrasa, ustads are ready. Water and light is provided, rooms are provided, food is provided, laundry is provided. Everything, poor students, some spending money also they are given. They are even looked after. But who will say one jazakallah? Today that is out of our vocabulary. No inshallah in our vocabulary, no jazakallah. The wife does so much for us in the house. Whoever told her jazakallah? In fact, on that I remember one great alim, he became an alim, he was a doctor, Dr. Abdul Hay Arifi Rahmatullah Ali. He was a doctor. But see what Maulana was speaking about, Mufti Sahib, sohbat, company. By the company of Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, he became like an alim, perhaps even more than an alim. Why do I say more than an alim? Great people like Mufti Taqi Usman, Mufti Rafi Usman, great, great muftis of Pakistan, of the world. They are there to Dr. Abdul Hay Arifi. Where? He's a doctor. But see where Allah took. By sohbat. Company of the pious, what Allah made of him. Anyway, one occasion he was invited by some of his murids for meals. After the meals from Parda, he told the house lady, Jazakallah, you prepared the food, it was very tasty, I appreciate it. You cooked it very well. He gave a lot of du'as, Allah give you jannat, Allah keep, lot of things, and he went away. But she started crying. Profusely she started crying. So the husband asked her, why are you crying? Maulana didn't swear you, he didn't insult you, he praised you, he made dua for you. She said, I'm crying because 40 years I'm cooking for you. Not one day you told me jazakallah. Yes, you found lot of fault in my food. The salt is too much, it's burnt today, it's hot, it's cold, it's this, it's that. Not one day you told me jazakallah. One day I cooked for Maulana, this is again islah. Akhlaq, to be thankful. So much effect it had on her that she was crying. And this is what every human being is hungry for. Appreciation. But we don't show appreciation. The Maulana showed that appreciation, she cried profusely. So anyway, he learned his lesson. The next day they were eating again. So he started now, Jazakallah, very nice, I appreciate you cook. Again she started crying. And profusely again. And we say that the man, we say it's a no-win situation with the woman. You can never please them. Wafihi nukta. They always got some little problem they got. Every time, whatever you do. And no problem, that's the same thing they say about us. That this man, their vibes, you can never please them. Today, this they want it this way, we do it this way. Now they say that way, we do it that way. They say now this way again, we can't please them. Anyway, so again, she started crying. So he asked, why? I'm praising you, I'm thanking you, I'm appreciating. She said that, 40 years I cooked for you, not one day you appreciated. Today when the neighbor's wife sends the food, you can't stop going on for it. Just praising and praising and praising all the time. So anyway, appreciation and to be thankful, if we can learn that, you'll win the hearts of the people. And what must Allah be thankful to us for? Everything we do is the tawfiq of Allah. What have we got from our own side? We got nothing from our side. But yet when you do any good, Allah is shakir. And Allah is not only shakir, the isme mubalagha, shakur, very, very, very thankful Allah is. And the meaning of shakur, ulama have written, الذي يعطي الأجر الجزيل على العمل القليل. Who gives a huge reward on a small amal. That is Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is Kareem. To give one example of Kareem, you hired five laborers to work for you. I'll pay you 80 rand, 100 rand, do this job here, whatever the job was. One person came there, you didn't hire him. And he's with a cell phone. And he's giving them, you also talk to this person too. And he's occupying them, not letting them do their work. And you seeing all that. Now 5 o'clock, time for pay up. They come, they line up. He stands first in the row. Who you didn't hire also. And he's spoiling all their work. What will be our attitude to? You'll go out of your mind. Eh? You'll go mad. You standing here? Allah is that Kareem. Oh, you also take. Where can we ever reach that? But we have to try. These qualities have to come into us. So anyway, in the surah, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, who is the most truthful, Allah takes qasam. And that is what I was trying to explain, how much Allah loves us. Everyone, for his entire creation, even the kuffar, Allah wants them to come on to hidayah. And if we have to study the ayats of the Quran, we see, إِنَّ فِي ذَٰلِكَ لَذِكْرَى. Allah says, in that we have been. That how many ayats Allah has explained. And it is, the Quran Sharif is, Makkah Sharif, Hudal lil Alameen. Quran Sharif, Hudal lil Nas. It is Hudal lil Muttaqeen also in the Quran. It is Hudal lil Nas. Allah sent Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for all the kuffar at that time. And those who accepted became the Ummat e Ijabah. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Nabi e Rahmat and the Rabbi Nabi e Kareem for the whole of mankind and jinnat also. That all must get how much Allah wants us to get hidayah. So Allah is so keen that we must bring iman, have iman in our lives. So Allah ta'ala took at this place, ulama have counted up to 14 qasams Allah. One qasam, Allah doesn't have to take a qasam. But Allah has taken 14 qasams in this place to impress upon us that how much Allah wants us to listen to what He's going to say. Like you take a qasam, you have jawab a qasam, why you took the qasam, for what, then you make your statement, for what you took an oath, then you make your statement. Allah took 14 qasams. Hey, in court today you swear one time, I swear that, and you to speak the truth, nothing but the truth, and then all lies follow after that. But Allah Ta'ala, 14 qasams, Allah without even one qasam, Allah. And where? In the Quran Sharif. What a kitab, the Quran Sharif. The Quran, if ulama start speaking on the what the kitab, the Quran, we go out of our minds, what a kitab, the Quran Sharif. Allah has taken. And then again, Allahu Akbar, what striking qasams. Pairs of two. Six things. Three pairs Allah Ta'ala took qasam. And in that again the other qasams come which make it 14. وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا. The moon and the sun. And then the day and the night. The heavens and the sky. Allah took what? And Allah only takes qasam of His great, great creations. So these are great creations of Allah. But we don't notice anything. The sun rises means nothing to us. Allah says, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. What great signs. But the day Fajr time comes, we come for Fajr, those few who come, but we don't notice anything what the Qudrat of Allah. And this is why Allah has made it. When we came for Fajr, our car lights were on. When we go after Fajr, the car lights are off. We didn't think, why were my lights on? What a change in Nizam Allah has brought. If any person organizes anything, a big event, and just suddenly, before Fajr and after Fajr, sunrise and after, what luck time is there? But what a change took place. The world was dead quiet. Everyone was sleeping, no noise, lights were off, everything. But now after Fajr, the whole house is awake now. Now everything is alive again. Now the phone start ringing again. You hear the traffic on the road again. People are going to shop, going to work, businesses, offices. Traffic, how big? Traffic at that time again. Before Fajr, no traffic. After Fajr, if you go, heavy traffic you're going to get. Who is doing all this? We don't notice Allah Ta'ala. وَكَأَيِّمْ مِنْ آيَةٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يَمُرُّونَ عَلَيْهَا وَهُمْ عَنْهَا مُؤْرِضُونَ. Allah says, our great, great sights in the heavens and the earth. People just pass by and they don't take any notice. And in other words, Allah is shikwa, complaining. This is the condition of man. And this is with us also. When we go at home, the wife has prepared a meal. And how much he phoned you at office at work, what would you like to eat today? And then she worries of preparing all that. She prepares it, she presents it so nicely. Everything is nicely, but not one bit of appreciation from our side. If we have a dawat, like many times we go out, you have a dawat. The women are so particular when they set the dastarkhan, the tablecloth to eat on. They put the plates and it looks like they use a mathematical protector. The glass must be exactly 45 degrees. Each glass is put exactly right like that. Everything is so particular. And then the housewife, whoever did it, the girls, her daughters, she'll come inspect. Is everything right again? The vegetable salad she will put in the middle. She will put the vegetable dressing. Around it she will put some of that mint leaves or something. When she dishes out, she gives an order, don't rush me. Hey, I want to do it properly. She's so particular. And when she dishes out on the platter, when there's a jalsa like now, yeah, or ijtima, we dish out with the big dishes from the day. And we don't look at anything whatsoever, just dishing out widely. But she on the platter, and then she puts that meat little this way, little that way, the one little leg, she makes it stick out like this. And then the mint leaves, how much? And then when everything, the spoons are put properly on there, the glasses, the serviettes are even, they are folded in a certain pattern, and we just take it and clean our nose, and no consideration of anything, but how much trouble they took to put everything. And that dastarkhan that was laid so nicely, the food with so much of emphasis, and this must go first, don't take that, wait, afterwards that. The samosas must go, and not just samosas, mint leaves what he told us. So nobody eats it, though it's very healthy, we should eat it. We have it only for decoration, but those mint leaves, etc., I've got lot of dietary value. So anyway, after 20 minutes, half an hour, the meal is over. Now it looks like a war zone. Bones are lying there, the tissues are lying there, dirty. Nobody said one alhamdulillah. What I notice, Allah make me maaf, before eating it can be Sufis eating, Tablighis, Maulvis, nobody even says Bismillah. And even less than that, at the end of eating, Alhamdulillah illadhi atamana. Hey, one friend of mine, when he ate finished one time we were eating, he was, mashallah, also big stomach like mine, and he rubbed his hand and he said, Alhamdulillah. With that inside feeling. In my opinion, more than the sunnah dua is that values. He said it, Alhamdulillah, shukar Allah. That Allah paid us. Allahu Akbar. We don't realize, this is not the bayan now, but that food, you had a plate of biryani. The rice came from Pakistan, basmati rice. Your chicken, from where did it come? Your mutton from the Karoo, from where it came? And then your butter from Australia, your zafran from Spain, from Iran, from where and where, the world's namats Allah gave you in one place. And you can't say one alhamdulillah. Wallah, 100 rand cannot pay for the plate of biryani. But when you realize Allah Ta'ala, and when a person reads this dua after eating, alhamdulillah, alladhi at'amani hadha wa razaqanihi min ghayri hawli minni wala quwwa, all his past sins are forgiven. And when you read a similar dua when wearing clothes, alhamdulillah alladhi kasani hadha wa razaqanihi min ghayri hawli minni wala quwwa. Maulana Usman Kadwa, my good friend of Amzinto, told me, he asked Haji Farooq sahab rahmatullahi, it comes, all your past and future sins are forgiven. There is, does this include major sins also? Haji Farooq said, kya ba'id hai, what is it far-fetched? Ulama have written, for major sins we should make tawbah and istighfar. So just imagine when you have, this is make you a Sufi. Eating you can become the biggest wali of Allah. If you recognize from where this ni'mat come and you make shukr to Allah, and at the end the dua again you read, waj'alana muslimin. And now you submit to Allah. You use Allah's ni'mat in order to appreciate and fulfill the commands of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah has taken this 6 qasams in pairs, and in them was shamsi, another qasam, wa duhaha. So altogether 14. The 7th qasam Allah took without a pair. And that is our subject. And the subject matter has been built and brought to the climax and to the height of the whole subject and the essay which Allah has presented to us. وَنَفْسِيُمْ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا. And this nafs, this body of ours, and how balanced Allah has made it. This Allah has not taken with a pair, though there is ruh also. Inside is the ruh, Allah could take that, but Allah only took the qasam of this body. And with just a little bit, let us think about this, we can never exhaust this subject. But just a little bit, how Allah made us, if our one eye was very big, and the other one like one small pimple, how should we look? Allah balanced the two eyes. Eh? If the one ear was like the ear of an elephant, big fan, and the other ear was one pimple, how should we look? Our nostrils, if one was like the eye of a needle, and the other one was like an elephant's nostril. Everything, the lips, the cheeks, everything. Our legs, if one leg was 1 meter, and the other leg was 1 foot, 12 inches, and we're hopping and walking. Today when a person has got just a little deficiency, you can notice it. He has to buy shoes and put an extra sole or something so he can walk balanced. Allah Ta'ala made everything. And where Allah made it, يَخْلُقُكُمْ فِي بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ خَلْقًا مِنْ بَعْدِ خَلْقٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتٍ ثَلَاثٍ. 3 layers of darkness Allah created you in this perfect form. Never did the mother see that the angel Farishta came in her womb with a measuring tape. Today you build your building, architect will come, the inspector, and he'll measure and see if it's not out of square. It's not gone even 1 millimeter out, because afterwards when the plastering and tiling, then you'll find now problems. If it's not in square, it's not built according to specification. No farishta came in that small factory. And according to World Health Organization, 250,000 babies are born a day in the world. In other words, 250,000 factories of Allah are working all the time. Eyes, it's not an assembly plant. The eyes are made there. No mother never saw the farishta with eyes coming in here and now going supplying. And now the eyes are supplied. And never did would-be parents ever hear that announcement from Allah Ta'ala that the farishtas, angels who make eyes, are gone on strike. So would-be parents must go dashra, must go a little slowly. For next 6 months, there will be no supply of eyes. So the next 6 months, babies will be born without eyes. Never ever, no strike there, and no shortage of supply or anything, all the time. And who, not only the optometrist, or what's a bigger word of an optometrist, who is even more senior, whoever he is, his children will only get eyes, because he can make qadr. You put zafran in front of a donkey, what can it appreciate? These people don't know about eyes and the details about it. Or only the rich people who can afford it, their children will get eyes. No, the children who is born to the poorest in the Congo Basin, in the Amazon forest, their children also get eyes. Their children also get hands, legs, everything. Allahu Akbar. Appreciate Allah Ta'ala. So this whole body, Allah Ta'ala has made it very, very balanced. Allah has created. And everything has to be in balance. The minute anything goes out of balance, like if somebody gives you a punch on this side and it all swells up, you don't want to come out for Jamaat Namaz also. That's how I look now. For anything, everything balanced. Your health, if your sugar level must be balanced. Round about 5, 5.5, 5.4, very nice. But it comes down to 1, is a problem. You're going to faint. It goes up to 12 and 15 and staying up there is a problem. It has to be on that balance. Your blood pressure has to be under balance, 120 over 80. Now if it goes too low, then also you're going to have a problem. You're going to just fizzle out. There's no blood pressure. It's gone too high, you can get a stroke, you can get a brain hemorrhage. What cannot happen? Cholesterol, you have to have certain level. Out of balance is a problem. That is what health is. Health is everything in balance. Today doctors have broken it up so much. In the previous days, the hakims, they used to see your safra, the yellowness in your body, and the balgam, everything, coldness, hotness, must be balanced. Everything must be balanced. So that is what it is. The body must be balanced. From there Allah gave us a lesson that everything must be balanced. If a person makes so much ibadat, like 3 sahaba who said that when Allah's Nabi, He is making, he is Allah's Rasul. I'm not going to, I'm going to divorce my wife. I'll have nothing to do with woman anymore. Another one said, I won't sleep by night. I will just make ibadah. Another one said, I'll keep rozas every day. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam summons them to his court. Maintain balance. We may, saddidu wa qaribu. Have a balanced life completely. Get married also. That is also part of me. We are not Christians and we believe in going to the monks and the monasteries, etc. and becoming monks and nuns. And they go to the monasteries and in the love of Isa alayhi salam, they don't get married. But the most babies are born there. Hey, you look under the floorboards, you find the most baby skeletons of babies there. But no, they don't get married in the love of the manat. وَمَا رَعَوْهَا حَقَّ رِعَايَتِهَا. They cannot fulfill. If you live an unbalanced life, you cannot maintain it. Allah has made it for you. A person says, I won't eat, I'm a big buzur. You won't be able to maintain it. Everything. So Allah wants balance in everything. And this is what is called Islah. So this body now, وَنَفْسِيَ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا, which Allah has made, and we have to work to maintain the balance. Allah Ta'ala says, Allah says, فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا. Allah Ta'ala made ilham. Allah put in it the desire of guna, of sin, of dunya's things. Allah put that test. زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ. Allah has beautified in the eyes of the people the love of your lust and your desire which you want to fulfill. And just in passing, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said that when naar is shahwat lagti hai, the fire of lust. One is you have a desire to do something haram, but one is you are obsessed with it. You are overtaken, you are drowned in it. The fire of love has hit you. At that time, the taqwa also doesn't help a person. Taqwa helps a person to get saved from sin. But when the naar is shahwat, that strong, strong, burning desire of committing a guna, which nothing can block you. One friend came to me and he told me, Hafiz a Quran, teaching everything. He says, but when the desire comes to look at porn, I got my computer, I got Quran Sharifs in front of me. I got hadith kitabs in front of me. But when the desire comes, I just can't control. So what is that? The noor of the love of Allah. The noor of the love of Allah. That is which can control you at that time. Which where a time where even your taqwa will give up. The noor of the love of Allah. That is what we have to do. Develop taqwa also, which will take you all along. And when you are now at such a gradient, that just putting your car in gear is not going to help. You have to pull up your handbrakes also. And that also is not sufficient. You have to put some bricks and stones by your wheels also. Then you can, then your car can be saved. So when sometimes those desires, and today the world is, you don't have to be out on the road. You don't have to be at other places. In your bedroom, what and what you don't open. As we are sitting here, how many of us are not opening the internet of the heart? And now in namaz, in Ramzan, in Taraweeh, in reading Quran Sharif, what filthy, filthy scenes we are busy seeing. And what acting we are doing in that, all that. So what can save that is the noor of the love of Allah Ta'ala. That is what will help us. So that is what we have to develop. So anyway, this nafs has got this desire. And this is for the muqtadi, the starting, the person. Many of us, we don't even start on the road of suluk. You don't start on the long walk, on the long race. You are just sitting. Where will you reach your destination? And those who start and just remain as starters, as Maulana Abdul Qadir says, bayat hote hain aur baith jate hain. Then you don't walk. You became bayat and you just sit. The tortoise was taking the race with the hare, with the rabbit. And the rabbit went in sleep. That I will just go and The tortoise reached his destination. Rabbit is still sleeping. So if we also, we don't keep ta'alluq with the sheikh. Which Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali used to say, the husband is in Bombay, the wife is in Delhi. And whole night they making dua for children. Very pious people. Tahajjud time they making dua. But till they don't have 1 minute hot sohbat, no results will come. Just 1 minute sohbat also, hopefully after 9 months they will get results. So what your sheikh also, you became bayat. One friend of ours from the Comoro Islands, he studied in Turkeshwar. So he came once many years ago, so I asked him, you became bayat to him? He said, yes, I did. When we were studying, I became bi'at with one shaykh. He said, who was it? He said, I don't remember now, was it a Muradabadi or a Saharanpur? So a wife who say, I don't remember who's my husband. Is he from Durban or is he from Cape Town? I don't know who is he from, where is he? What kind of a relationship is that? So for that we understand you have to have a proper relationship. For sohbat also, for islah, what your sheikh, don't just have a sheikh by name. But you, those people who keep a proper ta'alluq, they are the ones who benefit. So this nafs of ours, it is Allah made it, the body and the soul is with it also. And the two which together, that is a living human being, a proper human being. And both, the body must be also balanced, the soul also must be balanced. Many people in Josh, they give up everything. And they don't balance, they just leave the family alone. They are just gone out. The family is not looked after. No, that is not right. And the other side, deen is dying in front of your eyes. You don't make any arrangement and you just all the time, my family's rights, I have to fulfill my wife's rights, my children's rights, and the ummah hasn't got any rights on you. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's ummah got no rights. See to the effort of deen also. Whether it's in tabligh jamaat, whether it's teaching in a darul ulum, whether it's in the khanqa, worry of the ummah, whether it's jihad, whatever it is. See to that part also. See to your family. See to yourself also. This balance must be maintained everywhere. So this nafs also, the body also fulfill the rights. See to both sides. Your soul, your ruh also. And of both, see the body. If we get a headache, we take a Panado. We just go, okay, let me sleep 2 hours, I'll feel better. Still the headache is persisting. Now you take a Panado, you take something else, then you have to go to doctor. All that treatment you have to take. And to take treatment for physical illness is not faraz. And it is sunnah. It is sabab. It is sunnah. By all means do it. It's 100% permissible. But it's not faraz. But to take treatment for spiritual illnesses, you got pride in you. You got arrogance in you. You're lazy for your namazes. Your eyes are not under control. Your anger is not under control. This to take treatment is faraz. And this you can't do on your own. There you can take a Panado on your own. But this you'll need somebody to diagnose what is your problem. Well, he will diagnose that your anger, for example, you take your motor car to your mechanic. You tell him, I don't know, every morning I have to put 1 liter oil in the car. Whenever I check the dipstick, oil is gone less. Check up, is there a hole in my sump or what? Where's my oil all going? The mechanic walks to the back of the car. He sees your exhaust is burned black, black, black. And fumes are coming out. He tells you that the rings in the middle of your engine, the pistons, the rings, they are worn out. That is why. So you say, MashaAllah, my mechanic is sahib kashf. He gets kashf. He looks at the back of the exhaust, the car, and he sees in the middle of the engine what's happening. It's no kush. It's a straightforward thing. That field you are in, he knows exactly what is happening. You tell him that when I'm driving, and I see there's a lot of noise, some noise coming, and the car is pulling one side. He takes the car for a drive round the block. He tells you, your wheel bearings are gone. You say, what the mechanic? One drive around, and he saw inside the wheel of that my wheel bearings are gone. These are simple, straightforward things which any person can make out. And when you see that your car has got an auto electrical fault, you are driving, you put the indicator for the right side on, left side indicator goes on. It's a very big problem. You thinking you're going to turn to the right, but the car at the back is thinking you're going to turn to the left. So he's going to try and bypass you on the right side, and there, head on collision, it's going to knock you right, the drivers, he's going to knock you first. The same way, if you got a spiritual auto-electrical fault, you're trying to look at your wife all the time, but your eyes are falling on your sister-in-law all the time. So you got a big problem. You need treatment. There you might die, another 2 people might die. Yeah, if there's a problem, your dunya and akhirat, khasirati dunya wal akhirat, both can get destroyed. You have to sort out this year. If your ball bearings are not, your wheel bearings are not, your wheel alignment is not right. And now you're forcing, the car is pulling to the right, you're forcing it all the time to the left. You have to go for wheel alignment checkup. Your tire is going to get worn out on one side. Brand new tires will be finished in a few thousand kilometers. You have to go and have it fixed up. The same way, if your spiritual wheel alignment is out, you want to look at your wife, you're forcing yourself, but you're looking at your neighbor's wife all the time. So you've got a big problem. Your spiritual wheel alignment is out. You are out of balance. You have to have your car, where the balance, where the wheels must be balanced properly also. Shock absorbers must be right. Everything. Then you'll have a smooth drive and you won't have a problem. Inshallah, you'll get saved from accidents also, which otherwise can happen. So like that, spiritually, if you have got anger, you have to go to a doctor, spiritual doctor, who we call our mashayikh, Ahlullah. And they will see that you have got lot of anger. They will treat you. Like, for example, one person went to Kaka, Hindu doctor, and he told him that my stomach is very sore. I ate 10 raw rotis, rotis that were not made, raw rotis. Dough I ate up, it wasn't, the bread wasn't baked, and my stomach is sore. So Hindu Kaka doctor gave him ointment for his eyes. So he said, my eyes are not sore, my stomach is sore. He said, you got a problem with your eyes. Couldn't you see it's raw? You ate it. I have to treat your eyes first. Your stomach will come afterwards, we'll sort that out. But your eyes I have to treat first. So the mashayikh, we don't even know where our sickness lies. When we go to our mashayikh, we tell him, I'm fighting with my wife all the time, fighting with my neighbors all the time, with my workers I'm fighting. He'll make out this man got anger, he's got pride in him. His anger is because he thinks he's too big for his boots. He's a know-all, I know everything, and nobody can tell him anything. So he will treat your anger first, your pride, and then your anger will fall into place again. When you haven't got pride, you are humble, your anger will fall into place, everything will fall into place. So all this have to be treated. فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. And we gave the taqwa also. We gave you your accelerator also, which has to be there. If the car without an accelerator, how it's going to move? And you need brakes also. And if your car got power, it's got a big engine, powerful engine, then you need power brakes also. Then you have to make sure your brake pads are also in order. One friend, he wrote to me from Australia. He said, when the sun just shows itself little bit, all the women's clothes fall off their bodies. It's big mujahada for us. So I told him, then you have to put on brake. You have to brake. See that you brake your, put your brakes on properly also. He wrote back, but my brake pads are finished. So I said, you'll have to come back to the workshop and we'll have to put for you new brake pads also. One friend, doctor friend wrote before Ramzan. He said, I've got this problem, I've got that. I said, you come spend Ramzan here. He came and spent. He said, Alhamdulillah, I went through the overall. Oh, my whole engine was overhauled. Now I'm feeling much more safer and I can save myself. And many, many brothers, by the barakat of our mashayikh, as Maulana explained, jihad or anything, by the barakat of a mashayikh, what levels they reach. The Sahaba, ikram, in the 7th centuries of Islam, when this was alive, there were such khanqas. Maulana Akhlat sahab of Saharanpur, of Muradabad came. He said previously, and Mufti Abdullah also of Phulpur, he said there were huge, huge khanqas where 50,000 people should stay. 40,000 people. And for example, Sheikh Abdullah Andalusi rahmatullah Ali is going with his murids. Between 10 and 12,000 murids are walking, going with him. I'll just mention his incident also, which can help us inshallah. But about 10-12,000 murids, they go, they come to a village, a town, they want to make Asr namaz. So those village people also became 10-12,000 people, everyone to use 1 liter water. All our water will get finished. So they refused, they didn't give them. They were Christians, they were Jews, fire worshippers. In his heart, see now, in his heart so much came, these are fire worshippers. They are the believers of Trinity, three gods. They worship Isa alayhi salam on the cross. And all wrong things they worship, the fire and all the wrong things they do. So he felt, he thought low of them. This takabbur, that they are low, that their beliefs are like that. He didn't say anything. And the people who are higher up on the ladder, they are taking to task for more smaller things. The people at the bottom, the street sweeper, the tea maker in the company, they make a mistake, it's a small mistake. But the big person, the director, he makes a small mistake, is a very big mistake. And he makes one right decision, is a very big right decision. So these people of that level. So when they went further on out in a village, there was a well, now they started making wuzu, etc. There was a young Christian girl, his eyes fell on her and he fell in love with her. And love is not in our control, it is in Allah's hand. But to control the after effects of love, that is farz upon us. So much so it comes in a hadith, if a person fell in love with somebody and he did nothing about it, did not inform that person, did not have any, did not write a letter, did not, he gets the sawab and the maut of a shaheed. And this is more, if you don't have love for somebody, you stay away from dunya, it's no achievement. But where you got attachment, feeling, yeah, he fell in love, so legally he proposed marriage. She said, I have to ask my father. Father said, no problem, but you have to become a Christian. He said, no problem, he'll become, and not only a Christian, father put a condition, you must look after the pigs for 1 year. A sheikh with 10,000-12,000 murids, this can happen to him. Even a sheikh must be conscious of his Islam. If he feels, I'm all right, I must make Islam of other people, he's on very slippery ground. Such slippery ground where even an elephant sleeps. Hey, so slippery it is, so dangerous. So anyway, he accepted all that. And what was the main thing what I wanted to show? Because he looked down upon them. And this other guna which came out as a guna of lust, whatever, love and all that guna, that was not the actual guna. The cause of it was something else. This is what the mashayikh will do. Then Allah gave him najat again, he became and all his murids came back. That's a story on its own. But this is our spiritual. We feel I'm involved with women. I've got, there's another guna behind it, which you do not, can't think about also. You need a sheikh to find out. And he will tell you, he'll give you antibiotics first. Just general to kill all the germs he will give you. They also not working, then he'll send you to a specialist. Or he'll give you specialized treatment. And wallah, yeah, with the doctor, there is a possibility you get better. But in most cases, you don't even get better. Yeah, Allah is the one who makes your Islam. The sheikh is just a front. Behind the sheikh, where there is sincerity from the sheikh side and the murid side. Not just a matter of having a lot of murids and having big, big majlis and having big show. That is, but the object is Islam and the love of Allah, fikr of akhirat. Then Allah takes over and Allah guides them. By your bayans, you are not just making bayan to impress people, to make people happy, and to, in a flowery language, and just impressive way, and raising your voice, and all that, and knowing where to cry also in the bayan, and where to laugh also, that not, when sincerity there is. And from the murid side also he is sincere. He didn't just make ta'alluq for the sake of ta'alluq, or his wife forced him or something. But sincerity from both sides, Allah makes Islah there. So much so, if you got a problem and you just wrote to your sheikh, you phoned him and you didn't get through to him, already Allah will give you your answer and Allah will make your Islah. But when there is sincerity and it is on the correct tariqah, and we must make so much shukr, wallah I say, that Allah gave us this tariqah of our akabir and our islah. It is such a tariqah, little work. Maktab to teach is a small thing. Just one little example, in Azad world, Maulana who passed away, Jamia. Maulana Yunus Vahid. I'm very weak, I don't usually go janab, but I went for his janab, and I got a shock. What a big janab. So the thought came to me, Maulana wasn't such a famous person. He was in Azad world, we knew him, everything. How come such a big janazah? Very big janazah. The place of janazah was not enough to make it outside. And who was not there? Afterwards I went and asked. Then somebody told me, and I got my answer, that he was teaching maktab and he was insistent to teach first year students always. Simple work outwardly. No big show, no big in the media, on TV, internet, nothing. Just carrying on his work. Every person practically, for about 30 years or something he was teaching. 30 years, almost every person, man and woman, child and old person was his student. So just them coming for his janazah. So our work of deen is the simple way. Tabligh work. No big on the internet, big show about it, on media, on newspapers and big things. Khanka work. Hey, the sincerely, you just carry on doing your work. Darul Uloom work. It doesn't come out in the big shows in the newspaper, double page adverts, we're having jalsa. They make people known, they put their notices, but not a big show. And this is how a bed bug works. Bed bug, it comes quietly, bites you, and it goes back to base also quietly. Then you realize, oh, I had an attack here, and the attack is already done. And a mosquito, before it attacks, big, buzz, 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 buzz. Makes big, zoom, zoom, zoom. And with doom, you kill the whole, you kill the big bug, you kill the mosquito. Mosquito can't do anything. So that is the work of batil forces. All you will see. And we get very worried. Oh, Salafis now, and Shias now, and Qadianis, is just a whole hoha in the air. On the ground, in the, for example, we had that conference in Azadville, from ulama of the world, particularly Arab ulama, all al-sunnah wal-jama'ah, the Darul Ulums, all the Darul Ulums in our country, students from around the world, all from al-sunnah wal-jama'ah, 40, 60, 80 countries people, no Ahlul Hadith, no Salafis, all al-sunnah wal-jama'ah, Maulana Ismail Abdul Razak, rahmatullah alayh, few people will know him now, he was one of the old ulama. But he was a bit liberal, a little free-thinking, and alhamdulillah, I kept a very good ta'alluq with him. My last meeting with him in Ladysmith was about 6 months before he passed away. And he told me at that time, Maulana, see, I was in Azhar for 15 years. He was a lecturer in Azhar. Because he was politically inclined, he had to flee the country. And he said, I met all the ulama of Egypt, of Saudi, of Jordan, of Turkey, of everywhere. They all should come to Azhar. I met them all. But I tell you, Maulana, that our ulama of Dioban, these Arab ulama haven't got ushre ashir, a fraction of what our ulama got. And then he added, not only in taqwa, in ilm also. And he added that he was murid of Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali in his later life. He said, Hazrat Maulana Masihullah went there to Egypt on his invitation. He spoke to the students, and the students all started clapping hands, which is Western way for a big person to come, all clap hands, wagaira. So Maulana Masihullah Rahmatullah Ali said, immediately, At-tasfiq lin-nisa, women must clap hands. وَالتَّكْبِيرُ لِلْرِجَالِ And man, Allahu Akbar. Nara'i takbir, we add. Allahu Akbar. Takbir, Allahu Akbar. That is for man. So they were so impressed. Hey, they said, what ulum these people? The question came about photography. They said, today photography is jais. Because the photography that is referred to, picture making in the hadith, is where you use your pencil and you draw the picture. He said, today nobody does that. So, today you don't use your hands. You just click a button, a photo. That was that time when the cameras, and you click and then the film has to be washed and that. Now it's a complete new concept today at that time. So then, Hazratji asked them, don't you use your hand to click that? Isn't your hand being used? To wash the film, isn't your hand being used? They were shocked with the volume which our ulama had got. Don't suffer from an inferiority complex. What Allah has given the ulama and this whole conference which we had, what was it for? To show the world who Maulana Qasim Nanotwi Rahmatullah Ali, Qasimul Ulum wal Khairat, who the ulama of Dioban, the Arab ulama, want to show the Arab ulama and the ulama of the world who our ulama are. So this and all this year, the sum total of it, is the tasawwuf islah and akhlaq. They also got knowledge, but they got great knowledge. But this addition, and in this year particular, ittiba'i sunnah, following of sunnah. That is what Dioband is, ittiba'i sunnah. And simplicity in life, and the spirit to enliven Islam in the world. Sheikh Awwama, the father of Sheikh Muhyiddin, and he's a great alim, the student of Sheikh Abdul Fattah Abul Ghudda, a very, very great alim. All Arabs, he himself told me when I was in Medina Sharif that the Indian people, where they spread in the world, the whole world you'll find Indian people, especially Gujarati people, all Indian people. He says the ulama followed them. and their deen got looked after. Whether it's Barbados, whether it's New Zealand, whether it's UK, whether it's America. He said the Arabs also spread in the world. But the Arab ulama did not follow the people and look after the deen. So the Arabs got lost in the world. So I came home, Allah put it in my heart. When Sheikh came to Azadville, I told him that, Sheikh, what you told me, I thought, I gave it some thought. The thought came to me. It wasn't the ulama who followed, the Indian ulama who followed the people, but the Indian business people who were so deeny inclined, they called ulama from India. Come here, there is a maktab you must teach. Here is imamat, you must start imamat. Then the ulama responded. This combination of the business group and the ulama looked after the interest of these people. Here in the Cape, Sheikh Yusuf, etc., when the slaves came from Indonesia, Java, how these people looked after the iman of the Muslims here. And they were like slaves, they were not allowed to practice Islam. But how they looked at, so the ulama have got this issue. And that is the work of the mashayikh, not only to teach deen, but to bring the reality of deen, what we call this Islam. This has to be done. And then this also, with ilm also, together with that, this also. And this, the 7th centuries of Islam, it was at its height. And Muslims were just moving in the world. When this aspect came out, the weakness came in deen from in every way. So then Allah explains, if you don't do this, the islah of people, and islah is dependent on ilm also, correct knowledge. Then Allah Ta'ala says, كَذَّبَتْ ثَمُودُ. The result Allah says, فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. The result of it, those who make their tazkiyah, Allah declares every type of success. And those who don't, every type of destruction and degradation and total annihilation for such people. Then Allah gives an example to prove that also. كَذَّبَتْ ثَمُودُ بِطَغْوَاهَا. The people of Thamud, who are mighty people, who are amongst those people who said, Man ashaddu minna quwwah, who carved out their homes from the mountains with their hands. They didn't need bulldozers and cranes and all that to do it. With their hands they carved out such. Till today, the people of Makkah, when they go for business to the north, when you travel, they say the ruins of the people of Thamud can be seen till today also. And they have asked for such a miracle, which according to us is impossible. For Allah, there is nothing impossible. That a she-camel must come out of the rock, not a mountain made of sand. Mountain of rock, a she-camel must come out, she must be pregnant also. Allah granted that also. Salih alayhi salam made dua. He had hoped so much. The sheikh must have desire, my murid must get hidayat. So much he will have. And he'd use all types. Sometimes he'll praise him. Sometimes he'll ignore him. Sometimes he'll shout him. Sometimes he'll even humiliate him. But the goodness must come out of my murid. The sheikh wants that. So Salih alayhi salam wanted his people to bring iman. He made dua. Ya Allah, these people have promised. Just do this for them, please. And they will bring iman. Allah granted it. They saw the camel with their naked eyes. Pregnant she camel, as they asked from the rock, they saw it coming out. And كَذَّبَتْ ثَمُودُ بِطَغْوَاهَا إِذِنْ بَعَثَ أَشْرَاهَا. Not only that, when islah is not made, then disobeying Allah's commands, sex parties, and drugs, and Satanism, these will be like picnics in front. The man of Allah will be killed. They killed Naqatullah. They killed the camel. They killed Ayatullah. With their own hands they killed it. So much a person will go down. Not only will he commit sin, but he'll openly violate them. Not only violate, he'll become audacious in front of Allah. In front of the signs of Allah Ta'ala. And then, فَدَمْدَمَ عَلَيْهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِذَنْبِهِمْ. Allah made damdama. Allah destroyed them completely. And nothing was left. فَدَمْدَمَ عَلِمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِذَنْبِهِمْ فَسَوَّاهَا وَلَا يَخَافُ عُقْبَاهَا. And when a person reaches that level, the Mufassirin have written two meanings of وَلَا يَخَافُ عُقْبَاهَا. One is Allah doesn't care then what happens after that. When Allah's azab is unleashed, then Allah doesn't care. The other meaning is when a person doesn't make his islah, he says, the kuffar of Makkah used to say, Ya Allah, bring your azab. We want to see your azab, how it looks like. What is that a person becomes so audacious? So islahi nafs, as Mufti Sahib also explained, jazahumullah khair, is so important, nothing can be done. It's a first priority on our agenda list, on our prioritizing. The height must be islah of one's person. Then you will see everything will fall in place. Inshallah, tomorrow also we'll have programs. Till Yomul Ahad, Sunday also we'll have programs. Try and bring other people, listen also, and listen with an open heart. And if you can accept, accept it. Otherwise, make dua to Allah, Ya Allah, you put in my heart what is the right thing. Let me understand. And also remember that this islah is not something when you get into it, that you give up everything else. You leave your wife one side, you leave your business, no more tabligh work, no more darul ulum work, now only islah. No, this must be added. When your biryani is cooked, your roast is cooked, it's wonderful, add the salt. You, for to add the salt, you don't have to take out anything. Just, and salt is just a pinch of salt. A little bit, and that food becomes delicious. Once we were in Jamaat, and they brought food, they made ikram, nobody was eating. Everyone, somebody said, I had a late breakfast. Somebody said, I got a running stomach. All made excuses. The host understood there's a problem, something with the food. Why aren't they eating? When he tasted, there wasn't salt. So he put salt. The minute salt was put, the way the food was finished, it looked like the pot also won't remain after that. Okay? So just put the salt of islah, the salt of muhabbat of Allah, ta'alluq Allah ta'ala. And wallah, I say, in this you will see the love of the mashayikh. Ask anyone who had ta'alluq with Maulana Masihullah sallam, how they die for Maulana Masihullah. Anyone who had ta'alluq with Hadrat Shaykh al-Hadith Maulana, Zakariya Sahib, any of our Mashayikh, Hadrat Hakim Sahib, you become like their children. More than your biological father, you love them. And yeah, mashallah, there are brothers who write also that what a love they express for the Shaykh. So this is how you'll get that enjoyment, real enjoyment you will get. To be with your Mashayikh, to be with them. And my experience, Allah has been very kind. I met many of our great Mashayikh. Not one did I find who was serious like that, sour-faced. Everyone, they made love with their murids, kept them close together, etc. And how even the murids, we used to enjoy to be in their company. And for long, long periods, you should cherish the time to be with your sheikh. And till today, anyone, when he thinks of his sheikh, you think of Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Sahib. You think of Hazrat Hakim Sahib. How we die for those moments that we were with them. This is what we will get. May Allah bless us with it, give us the correct understanding, inshallah, and open our hearts towards this very, very important and very basic thing of deen, and let us follow suit practically also.
الله لك الحمد شكرا ولك المن فضلا اللهم لك الحمد شكرا ولك المن فضلا اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا اللهم اعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم افتح اقفال قلوبنا لذكرك واصبر علينا بنعمتك واصبر علينا من فضلك واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين اللهم افتح اقفال قلوبنا لذكرك اللهم افتح اقفال قلوبنا لذكرك اللهم انا نسالك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم اعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم أعنا على تلاوة كتابك وكثرة الذكر لك والشكر لك ربنا أتمم لنا نورنا واغفر لنا إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم اهدنا إلى صالح الأعمال والأخلاق فإنه لا يهدي إلى صالحها ولا يصرف سيئها إلا أنت اللهم نسألك من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيتك اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيتك اللهم اجعل خشيتك أخلق الأشياء عندنا واجعل حبك أحب الأشياء إلينا اللهم اجعلنا نخشاك كأننا نراك اللهم اجعلنا نخشاك فأنا نراك، اللهم اجعلنا نخشاك فأنا نراك.
آمين.
اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من شرور أنفسنا ومن شرور أسئلتنا ومن شرور بطوننا ومن شرور فروجنا، يا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، منزول بك كل حاجة، يا غياث المستغيثين، يا صريف المستصرخين، يا مجيب دعوة المضطرين، يا إله العالمين، يا كاشف السوء، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، منزول بك كل حاجة. اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرت، ولا عيبا إلا سترت، ولا ظلما إلا محوت، ولا كرما إلا نفست، ولا هما إلا فرجت، ولا غما إلا رفعت، ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة إلا قضيتها، يا أرحم الراحمين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا، اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا، اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا، اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا، وعافنا واهدنا وارزقنا وانظرنا وارفعنا وانعشنا، يا إله العالمين يا رب العالمين. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. اللهم نسألك من خير ما سألك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاء، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. وصلى الله تعالى على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وأهل بيته أجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله.